the Dish Nation. Pew, pew,
pew. Glorilla is giving us a masterclass in how to dodge a question. You're gonna love how she did it.
And later, we're talking with gospel singer and songwriter Ty Trippett.
But first, to quote HK, we gotta welcome back the Los with the most, the king of reality TV, Mr. Carlos King.
Me? I do the most? Yeah, okay, yeah. I think so. Thank you, Tanner. And you know I cannot get enough of you guys. I love y'all so much. Okay, people love their TikTok challenges, and fitness guru Sean T is no exception. He went full throttle recreating a dance from choreographer Dexter Carr. Baby, he was giving it everything he got. But Marlon Wayans wasn't feeling that way, child. He said, I'm a big fan of Sean T. I've done Insanity twice. But this right here, I ain't doing it. This ain't Insanity. He just lost his damn mind.
Oh, my Lord.
But then Sean replied, child, that he is also a fan of Marlon and he wasn't bothered by the comment. He said, I love all the comments, even the shady ones. I'm living my best life.
That's right.
Clearly.
In this video, he is.
Sean T is dancing like a Sean T.
Listen. It's giving Janet Jackson, Sierra. And you know what? If you don't look too closely for a moment, I thought that was Will Smith.
I can see the little AI. When has Will Smith ever been jacked like Sean T? But still not as jacked as Sean T.
He picked up
additional muscles since
that's more of The Rock in a Kevin Hart movie.
Most dudes that big can't move like that.
And look at him.
Like,
he
should be on Dancing with the Stars. Somebody hit this man up. Give
him
a shot.
Well, have you tried the Insanity workout?
Yeah, I'm like up to, you know, like I can get as far as like day 3. And that's why I tap out. Like, because they ease you in. Those first 2 days is light work.
Yeah.
Then, like, by day 3, you need an extra foot
to
keep up with everything that's going on. It was very insane.
Now, why did Marlon come for Sean T like that? Like, are you mad that you're not? Well, you know
why what? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Marlon, though.
I thought that was me. I'm sorry. I mean, talk about doppelganger. No, listen, Marlon likes to troll. Yeah, and Marlon doesn't mean no harm when he's coming after people on social media. He's a good guy, a good looking one,
Carlos, can you dance like Sean T? Can you dance? All right.
Boom, cat, cat, cat. Boom, boom, cat, boom, cat.
Tapes did you get?
Very nice.
Well, listen, you have to be insane to do the Insanity dance.
You really do.
Okay, y'all, it's time for some reality TV messiness, my favorite. Everyone knows Juan Dixon from The Real Housewives of Potomac has been accused of cheating on his wife, Robin, and so much more, child. And when it came time for the reunion, Juan Dixon did not show up. So Robin had to sit there and defend her husband
and his
manhole ways by herself. So Carlos, on your Messy Monday show with Dr. Heavenly, who I love, you didn't hold back. Tell everybody what you call Juan and how did that go down?
To me, Juan Dixon, emphasis on Juan Dixon is the most disrespectful husband in reality television because at the end of the day, you need to stand behind your woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally at the reunion for 2 hours due to the transgressions that he did that was her entire storyline. Yeah. He did not show up and allegedly she's not coming back to the show because she got her walking papers.
Yeah.
And I believe that if he was there to support her, she may have retained her champagne flute.
Now, why do you think he couldn't make it to the reunion? Do you think he was still in Canada?
Oh, I think he's at the laundromat, the nail salon, Georgetown.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's busy.
Are these the lies he told, like, when they was like, hey, where are you?
No, these are the receipts provided by the other alleged women's that he was allegedly...
Hotel receipts?
Yeah.
This wasn't the guy who would go disappear for a little bit and then... Oh, no.
No, that's Drew's husband. Wait, never mind. Oh, hold on, that's another... I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's a whole other franchise.
That's another disrespectful husband.
Yeah.
That sounds like a housewife plotline, though. You know, it's like
they should have their own show, like the dirt bags of husband with.
Oh my God,
the real bag.
The real dirt bags of housewives.
Yes.
All right, man. So about a month ago, Glorilla decided to shoot a shot at newly divorced NBA star Damian Lillard, Dame Dollar, if you're nasty, on social media by telling everyone she wanted him. Oh. And that's her tone.
It's her tone.
She talking. Her voice.
Yeah, like that's why she probably has.
Her voice is deeper than mine.
She had to type that because he was like, "Yo, Dave, I want you." Like, they're like, "Excuse me, like, hey, now, George Rilla." And said she's not afraid of no competition because can't nobody whoop her. Well, leave it to Uncle Shay Shay to ask Big Glow about if Damian responded and the way she dribbled around the question was pretty hilarious. Check it out.
I mean, but you shot with the most Steph Curry shot. Did it go in?
The half court shot?
Yeah, it go in.
You know, at the end of the day gon' end.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. Because he said no comment. You said, hey, at the end of the day, the end of the day.
At the end of the day gonna end.
It went in.
Not you shot your shot, did it go in?
I'm mad. He is fine.
Yeah. Wait, who? Shannon Sharp?
First of all.
No, I'm saying take it easy on Shannon Sharp. That's my man.
Oh no, Damian's my man. Oh,
okay, good. Okay.
Okay, so we good, sis. We gotta fight. Okay. Okay, so you stay easy. You stay put.
Okay.
Y'all know they're just sexually gentrifying people that, like
if Damian, if Damian likes people to deep voice, I mean, I could talk like, if that's the Glow voice
that
you like.
That sounds like when Gary does his Butch voice.
I love that.
At the end of the day, they gonna end. Like, that's one of those, oh, okay, yeah.
If I saw that in a fortune cookie, I'd be like, true.
Do you guys know where that came from,
though?
No. She was being asked about her visit to Joe Biden.
Well, she heard, she got a photo with the president and the White House.
So I think she was on CNN, and they were asking her about her visit to Joe Biden. And they were asking her, hey, so politically, you know, who do you think the young people should vote for? She's like, oh, you know, at the end of the day, they gonna end. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I was just down to the White House.
If you haven't seen that response, it's the funniest thing on the internet.
It's hilarious.
I feel like she thought she was going to see Joe Budden.
Maybe. All right, well, it is time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Okay, Jesse, there's still hope out there for love. Ooh. So 300 couples from 22 states are committing to the love of their life in a mass wedding underneath the total eclipse. On Monday, the giant elopement will go down in Arkansas Soccer Complex minutes before the eclipse happens, and lovebirds from all over are excited about their special day being celebrated in complete darkness.
This is weird.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to start my love for you, my marriage.
It's like a once-in-a-lifetime. Like, this is going to be the only eclipse for the next 20 years. It's like an ultra-unique thing. You're part of history.
Yeah.
There'll be a different type of banging in Little Rock that night. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, do you guys know anybody who's out there who's going to do that?
I don't know nobody in Little Rock.
So what's funny is the path of the eclipse goes over the little small town where I'm from. And so my folks are throwing a party, and they've invited a bunch of friends to, like, put on their little glasses and watch the eclipse.
Are you going to go?
Nope, I'll be here.
Well, maybe we could replicate it by just turning the lights on.
We should do that.
Yeah, turn the lights off.
Coming up, Mama D is all up in Scrappy and the Bam's business again, child. We'll dish on that right after the break.
Oh, my Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
We sat here waiting for y'all, just like this. The drama continues in the palace between love and hip-hop stars, the Bam and her ex-husband, Lil Scrappy. Now, Bambi's reportedly taking Scrappy to court because his new girlfriend posted their kids online, which is violating their divorce agreement. Well, Mama D stepped in and told the Bam to chill out, or she'll post a video online that'll make the world hate Bambi.
Oh, Lord. What could that be? A sex tape? Oh, Mama D? God. Like, what is it?
I don't think I've ever seen a sex tape so bad that made me hate the person.
Right.
I think it's a violation of actually posting someone else's kids online. Mm-hmm. I think that's super foul. And Mama D, I love you, sis. Oh. I'm gonna need you to let Scrappy handle his business on his own, honey. And we're gonna get you a nice young scrappy-ish man, honey, to focus on.
I can't see Mama D. I haven't seen her the same ever since I saw that damn Little Mermaid video diss track that she had for Bambi.
Where have you been? This has been her energy the entire time.
Yeah, but come on now. Shooting the Bambi, shooting the Disney Bambi, then swimming in the sea like she Ariel.
Wait, what?
You didn't see? Oh, you weren't here.
Yo, if there was a way you could give an Oscar for a music video, I would nominate Mama D's video for said Oscar.
Oh, that's amazing. I gotta check that out.
She was shooting Disney characters?
Yes!
Well, you better listen to this woman. Jesus.
That's a violent lady.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Seems the founder of Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, didn't get an invite to his former Barstool host Alex Cooper's wedding. Check out how he confronted her about it.
It's bull I didn't get invited to your wedding.
Good for you. What'd she say?
She said, Dave, three crying emoji faces. It's just family, a couple friends. It's very small. I wouldn't have gone anyways. Yeah. I like to be invited so I can be like, no, thanks, I'm busy.
And here's the thing. I'm not inviting everybody to the wedding.
Okay.
That's my wedding.
You're not, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. You're not going to be a spectator at my wedding. And here you are saying you wasn't going to go anyways. So why are you talking about
it? There's an unwritten rule sometimes. You know how women be like, how do I look in this? And you don't want the real answer.
Oh, no,
you want
no.
the answer that will serve your ego.
Right.
No guy ever wants to go to a wedding.
That's
ever.
True. It's true.
Oh, now that is true.
Like weddings?
It's like watching a dog get put down.
No, man.
What? Oh, my God.
Well, I want to compare it to that now.
Like,
crack, I think you went too far with it.
Another one off the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
my
like,
God.
Sometimes you lose a friend. Sometimes you lose somebody. Like, you know, it's rough.
You see it as the end of the road?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But my thing is this. Would you guys invite your bosses, the producers of Dish Nation, to y'all wedding?
First of all,
like, I would invite them.
Literally.
Because
we're like family here.
Yeah, we're family.
When Portia got married, everybody here was invited to the wedding.
Yeah,
literally. I was too.
Period. Now, when Brad got married, I ain't get no invite.
Ah! She didn't know you like that then. Like, you she didn't know you like that.
Did you go?
I went.
Yeah.
I do want to say, like, when Jesse and I get married, like, everyone's invited.
First of all,
we'll have Gary do the service.
Oh my God, no. Gary got to be the ring bearer.
Oh!
Yeah. Well, yeah. The sad part is, I'm going to be the one who's going to say this wedding should be stopped. Because Tanner is in love with me. You can't be having all my men,
Jesse. No, Jesse, no. All her life she had to fight.
I'm a mama joint you. You got calm as hell.
Okay, Mama D, hold on.
All right. While we work out our marital issues, coming up earlier this week, gospel singer Ty Tribbett stopped by the studio to hang out with us and pray over some of us single folk. You don't want to miss that, so come right back for that interview.
Well, maybe he could officiate the wedding.
Maybe he could.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So, y'all, we have a special guest joining us today. He's a Grammy, Dove, and Stellar Award-winning gospel artist, and he is a pastor, and he is my little brother. Hey. Y'all, please welcome Ty Tribbett to the show.
What's up, y'all? What's up? Thank you for having me.
And congrats on winning your third Grammy Award this year.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be recognized this way?
Amazing. It is an amazing accomplishment, and I just feel so grateful, and I just give God all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen to that, honey. Uh-huh. Well, just know, I want you to know that I stay bumping. Only one night though, hey. Only one night though, hey. So what's the big misconception most people have about gospel music?
Oh, I think a big misconception is it's just only one sound. It's not just the big choir sound. I love Shirley Caesar. I love all the traditional sounds. But you have all the expressions now. It sounds like funk. It sounds like hip-hop. Yes. It sounds like country music. It's every expression in gospel music. So you can find your flavor in God's music.
So, Ty, you have a 20-city tour coming up.
Yes.
What are your must-haves on your bus? And do gospel singers have groupies, too?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about the gospel groupies. What y'all talking about? This is Jesus music.
Yes, thank you.
I gotta have my cough drops. I gotta have my throat stuff together. You know, that's about it. Some Skittles on there and just good vibes. I don't need no negativity on my bus. All love and fun and good vibes.
No oxtails like everybody.
No oxtails. No, I don't eat oxtails like that.
You don't eat no oxtails.
Oh, that's oxtails.
I done got canceled. My whole family does. I don't really eat it like that.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. I like the jerk wings though and beef patties.
Okay.
Obviously, you listening to a little bit of everything. You know what's going on in the music space. Yeah. A lot of secular artists out there doing their thing. I mean, you got people like Kendrick Lamar, Sexy Red, Glorilla, shoot, even Diddy. Would you do anything with any of these artists?
The artists you name, probably not. And it's no shade. I mean, I just don't, you know. But I like John Batiste.
I haven't seen no rappers on your
oh, shoot.
Did Ty, you... what's going on? Like, we grew up together.
I'm saying, do y'all know that?
Are y'all from
We
from the Apostolic Pentecostal Church.
The same church. Okay. So when we had the big conventions.
The big conventions in different cities, we would trade off on the drums.
Y'all, she had the blue contacts. I'm like, who this girl on the drums? Who this girl on the drums with the... One year she had blue contacts, the next year she had gray. I'm like,
okay. We had all the colors, okay?
Every color eye she had, I had that color suit.
Yeah.
No. You're very outspoken, and you got a lot of backlash for saying the institution of the church is whack. Did people understand what you meant by that?
No, I think they just felt my energy from it. It was whack. You know, I was just very comfortable. I was in a non-religious setting, and I felt like I could say stuff how I felt it. Mm-hmm. And I felt it like that. They just heard the church is whack, not the institution, the systems. You know what I mean? Right. I often say, if the church is the body of Christ, I don't like the clothes we put on it all the time. That's what I'm saying. What we dress the church up as, I don't think it's what God meant. And sometimes that turns a lot of people away. And I kind of just wanted to bring that up. I didn't think that would spark such an uproar, but yeah.
Ty, Whitney Houston said crack was whack.
Wait, what I gotta do with the church?
I'm so sorry for Gary here. Okay. We gotta switch gears just a little bit. I see a member of your beard gang, like me and HK. Hey,
yes, sir.
Now, what are your tips for guys trying to cultivate good facial hair?
Oh, be honest. That helps your hair grow in nice and thick.
Wait, what are you saying? What are you talking about?
I don't know, Taka. My daddy a liar, and his beard is down to his knees.
That just came
now
out
you got
nowhere.
The Pinocchio beard.
Tea tree oil. That's what
okay.
I meant to say. Tea
okay.
tree oil.
Oh, all right.
Oh, y'all funny, man.
Oh, Lord. Okay, y'all don't move. Ooh. We got more with Ty Trivet after the break.
Yes. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with Mr. Ty Trivet.
Now, Ty, we need to call on your pastoring skills.
Oh, Lord.
Can you please say a prayer for the single and the lonely heart here at Dish Nation? Mainly Jesse and Tanner and Gary. Pray that they find love one day. I'm going to pass the mic to you,
Lord,
Pastor.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, this is the hardest prayer I've ever had to pray in my life. Legs crossed and zippers up in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you send the correct people to Jess, Tanner, and Gary's life. Not the jokers that they've been with, not the ones they already been with. Don't let them go back to the familiar, but Lord, send them who you have for them. Because it's better to marry than to burn.
Yes.
We don't want to burn. I'm sorry.
Jessie said she'd rather
just don't want to burn, Lord. Just
don't burn.
Some of them already got a little burn.
Send her from Boaz in Jesus' name. And let it happen this year.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
And I'm going to touch and agree.
Amen.
Well, Ty, you've done a lot of great work in this room alone today. You know what I mean? Thank you for bringing us the word.
Thank
and everybody, make sure you be sure you check out his Only One Night, though. 20-city tour coming to a city near you starting May 16th, and you popping it off in Philly.
My hometown. I'm from Georgia, Philly. It's going to be amazing.
Atlanta in June. I'm
excited
for that.
ATL in June. I'm inviting all of y'all. Look at Gary. I don't know about that.
Y'all gonna be running all over the stage and stuff like that.
It's a good time, y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.